Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna get you out them clothes and have us both exposed and show you what I'm made of. I wanna lay it down slow and work it 24 and show you what I'm made of.
It's looking like a party up in here. Little mama fly, I'm kind air. Up in the zone like twilight. Like Mary J, it's my life. Like Mary J, it's my life. She's the kind of broad that I like. Young pretty thing with don't need mine, she gets the cash. She got C's, maybe D's. Gotta take trips overseas. Push her own whip, yes indeed. Fat like Kinky. Fat like Kinky. The porn chick, yes indeed. Gotta get her out some designer clothes. Then blow back out on the floor. Make this a movie, Scorsese. I'm a sex you, all crazy, all crazy, all crazy. Front, back, side to side, crib, park, movie ride, pool, jacuzzi, ooh wee. I'ma do you, you do me. You got more sex appeal than Jessica Biel and Jessica Alba. This is nostalgia, always a rouser. I get deeper, she screams louder. Tell all her friends about me. I see a lot of TV doing a thousand.
Come on, I'm gonna get you out there.
Yo, you know what time it is. It's the only place to be on Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You're on point with D-Stubs, brought to you by FlyHTV.com, home of the hottest music videos, the hottest music news, and the hottest everything you can think of on the Internet. So make sure you check out FlyHTV.com the next time you're in front of the comp. They are our sponsors. We also have another sponsor, Match.com. They are offering a free 3-day trial courtesy of FlyHTV.com. So if you're looking for somebody to be with this summer or this winter or whatever, I know the weather is nice still, so you want to find somebody to go out with, go to FlyHTV.com, click on Match.com. It's actually right under this post, and you can get your free 3-day trial. So today's topic is crazy. I had about 10 friends talking about this thing last week, and we're going to get right into this thing. The topic for tonight is business with pleasure, question mark. Should you ever date someone you work with? Now, for everybody who's tuned in online, if you want to give us a call and let us know how you feel about this topic, you can dial 347-857-1026, and we will get you on the air. You can raise your hand by pressing the number 1 on your keypad and let us know how you feel about this topic. The room is getting crazy already, so shout out to everybody in the room. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and take our first caller because, you know, we want to get right into this thing. Do you want to date somebody you work with, or should you date somebody you work with? We're going to take the first caller of the night tonight, 202-834, your own point with D-Stub. Give us your name and your location, and let us know how you feel about dating someone you work with.
Man, it's Duche right here, man. I'm coming out of 35 Double Low, man, uptown. And this is my ideas on business with pleasure, man. I'm not going to tell you if I'm doing it, but I don't see nothing wrong with it, because if you ain't getting no pleasure out of your business, man, then all you all is about business. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's money over business all day, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. If you're making money with some females and you want to have pleasure with them too, it's all fine. But, you know what I'm saying, don't let the pleasure take over the business. You know what I'm saying? Business before pleasure, but there's nothing wrong. Like the way it should go is business plus pleasure equals success. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't have no pleasure in the business you're doing, there's no success in it. You know what I'm saying? You're just being a slave. If you're working and you're not having fun off of your job, then you're just a slave. You know what I'm saying? Picking cotton. So the way I see it is, you gotta have business with pleasure, man. You know what I'm saying? And if one of your female friends likes you, whatever, man, do what you gotta do, but keep that aspect of it pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Don't mix the business and pleasure. It's business plus pleasure. You feel me? Don't be chilling with your coworker and talking about the job. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you chilling with your coworker, then you need to be chilling. You need to be talking about pleasure. Business is from 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep it like that, it's all good. That's all I'm trying to say.
Already, and that was Deuce Trey, Flyest Recording's own artist, Deuce Trey. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. We have another caller in the hotline right now. We're going to take our next caller. You are on point with D-Stub. Give us your name and location and how you feel about it. Should you or should you not date someone you are working with? And by the way, I'm taking a tally of all this, so we're going to refer back to the tally throughout the night, and we're going to find out what the people think, yes or no. So caller 510-219, you're on point with D-Stub. Give us your name and location and let us know how you feel about it. Should you date somebody you work with, yay or nay?
What's up, D? It's your boy Immaculate, man, from the, you know, D.C. area, man. Just trying to, I think, you know what I'm saying, me personally, you know what I'm saying, I mix business with pleasure all the time. Like right now, I'm dealing with one female that work on my job on the night shift, and during the day while I'm at work, I'm out having fun, you know what I'm saying, playing around with the other little females, you know, flirting and everything, you know, but I feel as if you can keep, you know what I'm saying, if you can keep your business inside of work, you know what I'm saying, work-related, and if you're dealing with somebody in your job or, you know what I'm saying, wherever you making your money, you know what I'm saying, and y'all feeling each other, you know what I'm saying, I don't see nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's still going to, you know what I'm saying, you're still going to have fun. You're still going to do what you want to do if you having sex or if y'all just going out, you know what I'm saying, trying to go have sex or trying to get to know each other so you can go have sex, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you feel me? So, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I'm doing it. Got two at the job right now, you know what I'm saying, both on me tough. You know what I'm saying? And everybody at the job know what I do, so I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me, Immaculate, all day. I'm out, D.
Big Immaculate. Shout out to Immaculate. He's on one of the records we just recorded. They're doing touring right now in D.C., so check them out. Deuce Train, Immaculate, and your boy D-Stubs produced the record. But we're going to get into our next caller because the room is blowing up right now. The topic for tonight is, should you ever date someone you work with, business with pleasure, or should you separate it? So far, we got 2-1. So it looks like the yays are ticking the no's butt right now. So we're going to take this next caller. You're on point with D-Stubs, 215-290. Let us know how you feel about it. Give us your name and location and how you feel about it. Should you mix business with pleasure, or should you keep them separate? You're on point with D-Stubs.
What up? It's your boy as is. Hell no, you should mix business with pleasure. The problem with the world today, people. What it do, DC?
I'm glad we got somebody who actually said a no, because me personally, I'm going to share my opinion at the end of the night, but yeah, as is, so let the people know why you think you shouldn't mix business with pleasure, and, we want to say thank you for providing an extra perspective on it, but how do you feel about it? Why should you not mix business with pleasure?
Because it ends up in problems, man, you know? Somebody make more money than another, and it's a problem, and, you know, it's just too much ego when it comes to money and everything, you know what I mean? So you got to separate the two. Even if you guys both have gigs, and you know what I mean, it has to be equal. It can't be one sided, because if it's one sided, it's business and pleasure. You know what I mean? So everybody just got to do them, and just be basically, you meet somebody, keep it business or keep it pleasurable. You know what I mean? It's gonna be very hard to work with your wife. Y'all gonna be screaming and arguing with your significant other in front of the customers, looking at each other mad, and it's not good business at all. You know what I mean? They're looking deep for banging that record, but yeah, I ain't with business and pleasure. I'm against that.
Already, and we appreciate that call. That was As Is, and in case you didn't know, the record we play on the show every week is with As Is and Ray J, Hot Record, Show You. They're actually shooting the music video next week, so, if you're in L.A., make sure you check that out. As Is, Show You is a Hot Record. We got a lot of people in the room right now, and we appreciate all our callers. So right now we're going to get into the next record. This record is actually a hot joint called All I Want Is You by Miguel featuring J. Cole. And we're going to sit back and let a couple more people tune in. If you're tuned in on flyishtv.com and you want to call in and voice your opinion or just listen to the show live on your cell phone, call the number 347-857-1026. In the meantime, we're going to get into this next record by Miguel featuring J. Cole, All I Want Is You, Your Own Point with D-Subs, flyishtv.com.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hup one, hup two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
celebrate my Independence Day. Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick. Really, all my news seem to get old real quick. Hey, could it be you everything that these plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get over me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, but don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of how they coming in. Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm playing, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rank.
Yo, we're back. The hottest place to be on Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You're on point with D Stubbs, brought to you by FlyHTV.com and Match.com. We are talking about a crazy topic. Should you, would you, or have you dated somebody at the workplace? If so, would you do it again? If not, would you do it in the future? So far, we got a lot of people in the room right now. We had two yeses that said it is okay to date somebody that you are working with, and we had one person say no, it's not all right to date somebody you're working with. You shouldn't mix business with pleasure. Me personally, I think that coming from both sides of the spectrum, there are pros and cons to both situations. There are pros to dating somebody who you're working with, and there are also cons that you have to take into consideration when you're dating somebody you're working with. And depending on where you are in your career, and depending on what your goals are at a company, those should determine whether or not you mix business with pleasure. I think that, you know, sometimes it makes sense, it works. Sometimes it's the dumbest thing in the world. And it all depends on what your goals are at that company and what your personal relationship is with those people at your job, and whether or not you want to grow with the company, or you think that it won't be detrimental. So we're going to get into that a little later. I'm going to tell you about my experiences. And I'm also going to tell you about a couple experiences that I had with some of my friends about, you know, dating somebody at the workplace. But if you want to call in and let us know how you feel about it, you can give us a call at 347-857-1026. And once you call in, press the number 1 on your keypad. Your hand will be raised, and we will get you on the air to share how you feel about dating someone you work with. That last record was a hot record by Miguel featuring J. Cole, All I Wanted You. And, we're going to let a couple more callers call in because right now the room is full. So if you do decide to call in and you're listening on FlyHTV.com, just give us a call a couple more times. You might get through in the second or third try. Once again, that number is 347-857-1026. So, should you date somebody that you work with? Now, me personally, let me give you the pros that I've seen. The pros to dating somebody that you work with are, jot them down, 1, convenience. Convenience is always crazy because you see the person every day. You can meet them in the lunchroom. You can meet them in the storage room. You can meet them outside in the parking lot. You may be able to meet them, of course, when you go home. And, you know, you never have to really look for them because you know where they are. Where they at? Either they're sick, they're on vacation, or they're at work. So you always know what's going on, at least from 9 to 5. Another pro to that is,
well, actually, that's probably the only pro that I can think of.
Well, okay, another pro is you know how much they make. So if you're at a nice Fortune 500 company, you know that they have enough money so that if you guys do connect, you know, you can just double the salary, and that's pretty much around a rough estimate of how much you're going to be able to bring home. So that's another pro. Let's talk about the cons, though. What are the cons to dating somebody, or at least my experiences with dating somebody that you work with? Well, the first biggest con is everybody's up in your business. Everybody knows, unless you're like super sleuth, super detective, and you're sneaky with it, everybody is going to eventually figure out that you're dating or messing around with that person. Now, if you're a strong-minded person, a strong-willed person, and you don't really care about it, people all up in your business, I mean, you know, you got Facebook nowadays, people all up in your business anyway, if you friend them, and you don't care, then, yeah, you know, hey, that's not a big deal. But if you are somebody who may be, you know, looking to be the model employee and, you know, you want to make sure that there aren't any political issues going on where, you know, you're dating somebody who maybe your boss used to date or somebody who your boss is may still be dating, dating somebody you work with is a big fat no-no. And I've seen careers get destroyed from people dating people that other people are interested in the workplace. That's just me. But, you know, I used to work, you know, for a Fortune 500 company, so, you know, that the whole politics behind that, you know, are different. So, you know, I guess it all depends on the dynamic of where you're working with. But that's a big con. That's a huge con. So make sure you think about that when you decide whether or not to chase that person at your workplace. A big con is, one, politics and people getting all up in your business. The other thing that you have to worry about is what happens if that person gets promoted and now they're over you and they manage you and then you break up. Crazy, crazy, crazy situation. And I've seen that happen too where, you know, one of my boys was dating the girl and then they broke up and it may not have been the greatest breakup. And then, lo and behold, at the end of the year, she gets promoted and now she's over him. And he's got to go to her to get a promotion himself. But now the bridge has been burned, and, you know, human beings are human beings. You know, they have emotions, and, you know, he ended up being stuck in the same position for longer than he should have been. So that's another con is you got to worry about whoever you're dealing with breaking up with them and then them getting a position of power over you. That's another con. So we got two cons right now. And we got two pros. We're going to go to the hotline right now and find out what other people are thinking. And, you know, if you want to share your opinion on this thing, give us a call. The phone number is 347-857-1026. We got a lot of callers in the room right now that are just sitting back and listening. If you want to voice your opinion, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and we will get you on the air. In the meantime, we got another caller with their hand raised, so we're going to take this next caller. You're on point with D-Stubbs, 202-834. Give us your name and location, and let us know how you feel about dating somebody you work with. You're on point with D-Stubbs.
Man, what's up, blood? It's that nigga Deuce Trey once again.
Deuce,
you know, and Deuce,
once again.
Deuce Trey the Mactivist is what they call me, man. You know what I'm saying? My name is Deuce Trey, 23 like Jordan, but Deuce Trey the Mactivist is what they call me, and I'm going to let you know why. First of all, shout outs to the boy As Is, because he got one of the hottest records out right now with Ray J on that motherfucker, and I've been telling everybody at my job because that motherfucker bang. So regardless, brother, I disagree with the nigga saying he got a hot track. So shout outs to As Is, and matter of fact, Dame, you better play that Flyers record by Deuce Trey and
Immaculate
later
tonight. Already. So man, so let me know, man. Tell me, did your opinion change?
I want to counteract on what As Is said about how you can't mix business with pleasure. Once again, like I said, yes, you can, because look, business comes first. Pleasure comes second. That's like saying, you know, when you go out to the club, you know what I'm saying, you know, drinking comes first and bitches come second. Well, hey, with some niggas, bitches come first and then drinking comes second. Either way, it's a mix of the two. You just got to know how to keep your priorities, you know what I'm saying? Now, you shouldn't, you know what I'm saying, jeopardize your pleasure with business, but there's no problem with having a little bit of pleasure in your business, you know what I'm saying? Because once again, like I said, you know, you got to be game-faced on when you're doing business. But you don't want to be, you don't want to feel like business is all business. Because, you know what I'm saying, think about it like this. A lot of us out here is fathers, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us out here as men got kids. So if you make your baby mama a business venture, well, guess what? She's going to put your bitch ass on child support, nigga. And I ain't even laughing. That's it. But guess what? Guess what? I'm not saying you have to have sex with your baby mother. If you don't have a pleasureful relationship with your baby mother and make her, you know, I'm not saying you have to have sex with her, because people think that pleasure just means sex. If you don't find some type of pleasure with her that's going to make you, you know, have you at men's with her and then make things cool to the fact that she feels like, damn, you know, I ain't going to be back with this nigga. I might not be fucking with him, but he makes me feel good. You know, that's pleasure enough. Then guess what? Your relationship with your baby mother is only going to be business. And as black men, dog, we don't even need that anyway. But once again, I'm rooting for it. Yes,
mix the business with the pleasure.
And yes, you should mix business with pleasure. But don't allow your pleasure to be your vice. Don't allow your pleasure to be your weakness. Don't allow your pleasure to be something that is overwhelmed by everything else. You know what I mean? But pleasure is not a bad thing. Business comes first. So, like I said, this is a counter for my nigga as is, because I'm fucking with the nigga. But I just want niggas to know where I'm coming from, because I feel like if a nigga gets on the microphone talking about, oh, fuck, no, you can't do it, well, I take it as a nigga was hollering at talking about me and anybody else who feels that, who agree with what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just one of
the... Already. Deuce Trey, Fly Ish Recordings artist, once again. So, we're gonna make the one notch that we had... that he had for, yes, we're going to make that one a little taller, because he had to call in and say, hey, listen, this is what it is. Business comes first, but pleasure has to be mixed in there. You know, different things, different ideas, different opinions. Hey, if you have your opinion and you want to call in and you're listening on flyishtv.com, you can give us a call, 347-857-1026. We got a lot of heated debate going on right now with this topic, business with pleasure. Should you ever date someone you work with? Crazy. We're going to get into this next record right now, Champagne Life featuring Neo. You're on point with these stuff, flyishtv.com.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne, everybody get a laugh. Let's start it off sexy, what do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday, no, but I'm kidding. Can reserve the time, not that where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in some sickness and dependence. And my attitude so chill and so crazy. And my designer suit, I make just look easy.
clap the same when we living that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Bring it back.
Oh, hey. I said it's full of my feelings.
Back on point with D Stubbs, brought to you by FlyIshTV.com. The lines are blowing up, going crazy. We're getting a lot of heated comments on this topic, and we want to know how you feel about it. If you're tuned in on FlyIshTV.com and you want to voice your opinion on tonight's topic, which is, should you ever date someone you work with, give us a call at 347-857-1026. And if you want to voice your opinion on the air, press the number 1 on your keypad at any time when you're in the room, and we will get you on the air to share how you feel about dating somebody you work with. So, right now, what the tally is we got 2 people who say, yeah, you can date somebody you work with. It's cool as long as you make the business, as long as the business comes first. And then we got 1 person who said, hell no, don't do it. It's a bad idea. Steer clear. We got another caller on the air right now with their hand raised. Caller, you are on point with D Stubbs 302-883. Give us your name and location and how you feel about it. Should you date somebody you work with, yay or nay? You're on point with D Stubbs.
You.
What it do?
You hear me?
Do? Yeah, you are on point with D Stubbs. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Critty from the city. Couple months ago, I would have said, yeah, it's cool, but being a businessman like myself, nah, you need to stay away from that just because you don't want to have a possible blow up down the line. Because anytime you start getting real deep in a relationship of any sort with the opposite sex on a job, you're always leaving that window where I can say something about something that we only know about, but you know what I mean? You just leave that window open where they could just be mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, why you mad at me?
That's a good point. And then
you know,
just to put all your business out there that you may not want to share with the rest of the people you work with that you got to look in the face every single day.
Yep. So you don't want to leave no windows open. So you want to stay clear of that. And then just, you know, just to keep it on the up and up. You just want to keep everything on the up and up, you know. Sorry, we work together, and that's just what it is. Unless y'all going to get married. Now, if y'all going to get married, then fuck it.
Right. Unless you're planning on getting married, and I know why you said that, but we're not going to get into that because that's another conversation. But nah. So I appreciate that feedback. And in case you didn't know, caller, Critty is one of the hottest artists in the streets right now. I actually produced a couple records for him, and he's got a lot of hot mixtapes out in the streets right now. So make sure you go to FlyIshTV.com, download a couple ringtones, hot artists. And it's looking crazy right now. You know, this is the first time where we've had 2 opinions neck and neck this late in the show. So right now, what it's looking like is we got 2 people who say, yeah, it's cool, go ahead and date somebody that you're working with. And then we got 2 people who say, nah, don't mix it up. Keep those things separate. Keep them separate. And, you know, Critty brought up a good point. Now, what happens if you do break up with somebody and they put all your business out that you may not have wanted to share with everybody, and now you're looking crazy. And you're going into work, you know, with your suit on and everything, and they're still looking at you like, man, yeah, but you're crazy, though, because we know this, and this about you. So guess what? We think you're irresponsible. You ain't going to go anywhere in this company, go home, take a vacation hiatus, you're through. What happens when that happens? I don't know. It's crazy. We got a lot of callers in the room right now, so if we got any more callers who want to voice their opinion, give us press the number one on your keypad and let us know how you feel about it. We're going to take our next caller, 510-219. You're on point with D-Stubbs. Give us your name and location and how you feel about dating somebody you work with. You're on point with D-Stubbs.
Once again, it's your boy Immaculate. And you know, I'm just trying to piggyback off of what Critty said. Big shout out to Critty, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you, man. But just to piggyback off what he said, you know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying. I hear what he's saying and everything. But it just depends on the type of person you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? If you're dealing with somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that just like to run their mouth, maybe that's not the person you want to deal with when you work and when you at work, you know what I'm saying? Because if you already know they run their mouth, so say you give it to them real good, they going to go tell all their girlfriends that's at work, then they looking at you like either, I know what you did, I heard about you, you know what I'm saying? They might even try to get in too, you know what I'm saying? But if you're dealing with somebody that don't like drama, don't like none of, you know what I'm saying, none of the BS that go on when they tell their business, you know what I'm saying, then that's the perfect one to talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where a lot of people get it mixed up. And I don't care if a woman make more money than me. That's good. Make more money than me, please. You know what I'm saying? That way I won't have to, you know what I'm saying, come out of my pocket that much. Not saying that I won't. But the fact that, you know what I'm saying, if you're making more money than me, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But don't make me feel bad for you making more money than me. I wouldn't feel bad regardless, you know what I'm saying? But still, it don't matter to me. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be smart in your pickings, you know what I'm saying? So you know.
You gotta pick the right fruit. You don't wanna pick the rotten fruit. That's going to mess you up and get you sick. You got to pick the ripe fruit, the nice, shiny apple that you know.
Right, right. That's how Eve got Adam. You know what I'm saying? That's how Eve got Adam.
All right, that was my man Immaculate back on the air. And now we still neck and neck. And, you know, it seems like the perspectives are starting to go back and forth. So this is a good thing. You know, we want to put it all out there because, you know, there are different perspectives on this whole thing. And, it looks like, as of now, we're still tied up, though. We're still tied up. We still got 1-1. I mean, we got 2-2. And you know what? I think I want some female callers to call in. So if you're listening online and you want to voice your opinion, ladies, if you're out there and you want to let the fellas know how you feel about dating somebody at the workplace, what's your policy on it, you can give us a call at 347-857-1026 and let us know how you feel about it. We are talking about, in case you didn't know, and you've been dead for the past 5 minutes, 5-20 minutes, should you date somebody that you work with? Yay or nay? Is it a good idea? We're going to get into this next record, Cool Off a Little. Oh, we got, okay. We already know who that is. And you know, it's you know what, we're going to call it Team Green and Team Red, because Team Green says it's a go, Team Red says hell no. So Team Green has their hands raised. Both of them have their hands raised right now. Team Red still has his hand raised, and we're going to get into Team Red's perspective again, but hopefully we get some ladies to call in so they can share how they feel about it, because, you know, we need that female perspective as well. So, ladies, call in 347-857-1026, and we're going to get into this next record by Usher featuring Jay-Z called Hot Toddy. Hot records in the streets right now. You're on point with D-Stubbs, FlightIsTV.com.
They call me King Cole, copy. They call me King Cole, copy. They call me King Cole, copy. They call me King Cole, copy.
Yeah, man.
I'm like you, you're the father. Nobody is my mother. You can get this and keep me as long as we come from father. Yeah, you're just a lead. You're probably true and I love it. I'm so cold. Yeah, you got my title.
I see
from the house. Can you keep me faithful? Got a lot of girls, got a lot of flavors. That's why when I hit them, they owe me to return the favor. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but hear me, babe. Since you've been whipping to the point where I'm screaming your name. But I'm trying to get your clothes off. From what I'm seeing, you look so strong. It's so bragging what I'm going on. And you go right, I just don't fall off.
And this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Yeah, you're good with me, I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm in the flow, and you got it on the time.
Yo, yeah, we're back. You're on point with D-Stubbs, and this show is brought to you by FlyIshTV.com, home of the hottest music videos, hottest music, hottest news on the internet. So make sure when you're on in front of the computer, just tune in and let us know. Now, over the course of the show, we had to determine, or we had to create two teams, Team Red and Team Green. Team Red is the people who say no. Don't date the people you work with. Team Green are the people who say, sure, go ahead. Date the people you work with. It's cool. We have a lot of callers in the room right now. The line is the room is pretty much packed right now. So if you're trying to get in and you're on FlyersTV.com and you want to call in, just try back again, and we will get you on the air as soon as we can. In the meantime, your boy D Stubbs, you know what? I'm gonna hop on the red team. So the red team has another vote. No, you shouldn't date people you work with. I got my boy Critty on the line right now who says also, no, you shouldn't mess with people you work with. He had a great point. He said that what if the person that you're messing with has a dirty little secret and you guys break up and then they spread or share that secret with the rest of the world? Then what do you do? That's an excellent point. Excellent, excellent point. But then again, you know, I'm on the red team. I'm not going to be biased. I'm not going to share until the end of the show. But that's what Critty said. Critty, I'm going to put you back on air right now. Do you have anything else to say? Since I'm on your team now and we're squatting up against the green team, you got any other things that you want to say about messing with people at work? Because your hand is still raised. So I'm going to let you get on the air again since, you know, Team Red or Team Green has been dominating the line. And, you know, we want to get your opinion on it, if you're still there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still in the building. Really, it's just, see, what it is, you know, you just got to be focused on a whole lot of other things besides what's really going on in front of you. And until you get to the point where everything that is in front of you doesn't matter, it's all about the future, then you'll understand that it's okay to wait. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as long as you're thinking about the future, then all the questions you ever had will be answered. Just wait.
Just wait. Just say no to office duty. And I'm going to say booty. Office booty. Say no to office duty. Say no. Just say no.
I mean, you, come on, man. Like, yeah, come on. You try and get it in at work. Damn, you're trying to mix the pussy with the money. Go to the damn strip club. That's all you got to do if you want to mix the pussy with the money. You ain't got to do it at work.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let's keep it fair. All right, Team Green has their hand raised. So Team Green, who is this? This looks like this is Deuce Trey. Deuce Trey, so what do you got to say?
You know I had to put my two cents in. Now listen. Now look. You know, nigga, I'm the activist, nigga, but I'm going to keep it real. You're right. You don't have to mix it in at work, but guess what? If you out here pimping, that's like saying, oh, you can't fuck your bitches. Oh, you can't, nigga? Well, how are you going to get them dumb assholes on the track, nigga? You just think you're going to be so cute and so fine and got so much game, you're just going to tell them hoes to pimp on their own, nigga? Nah, nigga, you better knock them hoes down real good, nigga. And like I said, it's business. You got to get some pleasure out of your business. Because out here, nigga, I'm not just getting these grinds for fun. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. One of my mans told me to be easy because, you know, some of our sponsors are listening tonight, so I don't want to keep cussing and making this a non-family show. But at the same time, look, man, listen to what I'm saying. If you don't have fun in your business, then, dog, your business, dog, you know what I mean? You think all these OGs out here was getting bread, man, who was doing whatever he was doing, whatever cities, man, wasn't smiling while they doing it. So, you know, we're not just looking at mixing business and pleasure with saying, oh, dealing with female, whatever. Now, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know what I mean? Don't mix it to the point where you cannot handle it. You're supposed to mix it. That's the word, mix it. Don't put one on the scale more than the other. You know what I'm saying? You mix it. You give it the even balance. You don't have to do this. But, hey, man, there's a million women in this world. I agree with that as is. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. But if you see the baddest broad or broad with potential and you know you can get her on the job, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to talk to her because she's on the job. I'm not going to go to her to happy hour and whatever, whatever. But, yeah, man, if you don't have the stamina to do it, then you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But a man better be, a man, a real master better be able to mix his business with pleasure. I'm out. Reach out.
Activism. Yeah. Now, everybody at home, if you're not familiar with the term activism and you're interested in what activism is, since we're talking about it and we're introducing definitions on the air on Point with D-Stubbs, check out Deuce Trey's album. You can get all of the Mactivism, and you can overdose on Mactivism, and you can find out exactly what Mactivism is. I'm going to throw that little shameless plug up in there because we have a lot of artists who called in, a lot of recording artists that have either worked with Flyish or, you know, are still working with Flyish, which most of them are. So check out that album. It's crazy. You can get you can find out exactly what Mactivism is. We got about 8 minutes left. We haven't had any females or any ladies give us a call tonight, which tells me they're either listening on FlyishTV.com or they are a little bit nervous about jumping into this thing. So just know it's all in fun. We want to let you get your voice out too, ladies. So if you want to give us your opinion on it, then just call in 347-857-1026 and let us know how you feel about it. Should you or should you not date somebody that you are working with? Right now, it looks like the no's have it, and that's just because your boy D-Stubbs had to jump in there, and you know I had to put my stamp on one of the sides. And right now, I'm looking at not dating somebody you work with. That's just me. I think that personally it adds complications to everything. You know, you got to look at that person in the face, and you know if you want to make a clean getaway, you can't get away because you work with them. So you got to just look at them every day. You know, complications come up, and you know you got to deal with that, which is added stress from the boss, added stress from paying bills, added stress from looking at the same person that you may not want to look at anymore every single day at work. So, you know, that's my opinion. But then you have the green side opinion who says, hey, it's a balance in that. You got to figure out how to play the game and play the game well if you're going to play it at all. So we got two different opinions, two different perspectives on it, and we want you to find out. We need one more, but we need a female to call in, and we need a female to let us know how they feel about the topic. So if you're in the room right now and you are a female and you want to get on the air, we got about 6 minutes left. Press the number one on your keypad and we will get you on point with these Stubbs. In the meantime, we just want to say for everybody who did call in, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Tell three people next week to call in because we're growing it every single week. And every week the lines get flooded. So if you're trying to call in, don't worry about it. Try to call in again. We'll get you on. We got about 6 minutes left to the show. And we also wanted to point out, too, we should have told you earlier, but in case you haven't been to FlyishTV.com, hot, hot new merchandise on the website. They've got Flyish tees that are crazy. I've got about five of them now. I bought five of them. Hot T-shirts. So when you're on FlyishTV.com, make sure you check out the official store. It's like a red, it's like a little red button on the left-hand side on the very top of the screen. It says official store. Check out the merchandise, crazy, crazy items for you to support FlyishTV.com. Make sure you cop five or six T-shirts, and if you don't cop five or six, at least cop one. 5 minutes left to the show. So we're going to get into the last song for tonight, unless we have any other people with their hand raised. And if you want to raise your hand, press the number one on your keypad, and we will get you on the air. Otherwise, we will get into this next record. We're going to give you one more chance. Oh, we got another caller. You're on point with D-Stubbs, 301-576. Give us your name and location. Let us know how you feel about dating somebody you work with.
Okay, my name is Trish, and I'm from the D.C. area.
How you doing,
and
Trish?
And I feel as though I'm doing good. I'm doing good listening to your radio show, as I always do on Hump Day to get my Flyish tune-up. My opinion on dating someone in the office, I don't think you should. I truly don't think that you should. What I feel like is that you basically incriminate yourself. The people that you chat with and the ones that you share your business with, at the end of the day, when your relationship is up, they have all your business. And they look at you like you're crazy, you know? So
right.
There's no way that you can redeem yourself. So, now I don't think it's a good idea. Personally, if I did date somebody that I was working with, if he did do something wrong, if I caught him doing something wrong, yeah, I'd demote his ass. I'd fire him. I would basically fire him because I would feel like I'm in control of this situation where he thought he was.
Okay, Trish, the first female voice, the last female voice for tonight, unless we get one more person call in, we are going to get into this next song. It's by Deuce Trey called Stack and Stay Fly, and everybody who called in, make sure you tune in next week. Tell five people to tune in. We had a great conversation tonight, and it looks like, unfortunately, to the green team, the red team has won. We are victorious. Round of applause, drum roll, and all that other good jazz. So, like I said before, man, you are on point with these stubs. Every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., tune in, tell five people. If you're on FlyersTV.com, keep going to FlyersTV.com. If you're on the line, make sure you call in next week. We do this every single week, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. FlyersTV.com, you're on point with these stubs. We are signing off. Take it easy. God bless. You're on point with these stubs. This is Deuce Trey. Stack and stay fly.
Fly like a pin, high as a blend. Since you fly-ish, better recognize it. Fly like a pin, high as a blend. Fly-ish, better recognize it. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. I'm too young to be considered an old folk. Plus I move too fast, never a slow poke. I'm on a dance floor, I ain't going dumb no more. I'm freaking shorties from the back while they touch their toes. And I ain't sipping mo, champagne ain't my thing. Pop bottles for the look, but liquor's in my veins. And we don't make it rain, now we make it hurricane. To flood the block with dope, I ain't talking cocaine. But they all hook like it's a drug. Do straight these stubs, baby, show some love. This is the fly-ish, all I do is write hits. I'm high in the sky, this guy's my co-pilot. And it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJs and bitches don't play my shit. Say it's gonna be a riot in the club if the DJs whack and don't scratch my track. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey!
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high, we gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
And I don't care if you ain't 21, you can still come, you can still have fun. Haters talking slick like my girl's too young. She only 19, but she got a fat ass son. I ain't in the bougie hoes, I'm wearing Gucci clothes. Polo black label for the groupies though. Quiver with the lime, got me twisted out my mind. I done lost my phone about 50 Latin times. That's why I find my dimes on MySpace and Facebook. Cause when you drunk as hell, you forget how they face look. Or what they name was, and how old they is. If they got a man, or too many kids. Well I don't care, we gon' get her in the backseat. And run her like a track meet athlete. I'm talking ass up, face down. That's the way we like to pound. Fly-ish, baby, baby, this is the sound. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. I'ma stack and stay fly. Mac and stay high, get rich, ever bitch, and we'll be until I die. AOB for life, you already know my motto. Get scratched off a batch like I'm tryna win a lotto. Everybody follow, don't ask where we going. Fly-ish airline, straight west coasting. All around the world, it's the same song. And ain't nobody leaving till Deuce Trey come on. It's like everybody leaving cause Deuce Trey ain't on. Whether rapping, stacking, or macking, I can't leave it alone. You got the number to my phone, you can text for sex. Or leave a message at the beep if it's about some checks. This is grown man business, if you ain't got no interest, close your eyes and don't be a witness. I'm feeling great like Tony, ain't never been phony. And I did this track for the homies. Homie, if you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. If you're feeling real good, hold your drink up high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly.
Hey.
We gon' mac and stay high. We gon' sip that, smoke that, stack and stay fly. Fly, fly.